I recommend that you sit in the front part of your chair, right near the edge. Not as far as you don't have balance, but you don't want your hips to be against the back of your chair because you really want to sense your pelvis there. And we'll do some movement and then we'll do some resting. And then when we rest, you can lean toward the back of your chair. All right. You can start with your eyes closed if that helps you get in touch with how you feel. And again, sense your feet on the ground, on the floor, and your pelvis on the chair. Let your breathing be easy and smooth and move you. Let your breathing move you, right? So allow the movement of your breathing, this expansion in your chest, in your abdomen, on your sides, in your back. Again, you are a three-dimensional being. So don't limit yourself to one direction. And maybe you can bring some space in your mouth, maybe in between your upper teeth and your lower teeth, so there's a little less tension in your jaw and the neck and shoulders. And think about your structure, your bones, right? Which is where life is made, which is where our ancestors can come through. And your bones is your structure. It's solid. It keeps you standing up. And bring your awareness to your eyes again. And you can actually use your hands and take your right hand and you can touch around your right eye and feel this orbit, right, that we were talking about, this round shape of your skull around your right eye, right above your cheekbone and toward the corner of your nose, toward the bridge of your nose and your eyebrow. Right. And inside this socket, your eye socket, inside your skull, is your right eye, nestled in this warm liquid, kind of floating and connecting to your brain by the optic nerve in the back of your right eye. And now, maybe with your left hand, you can touch around your left eye. Very gently, to feel the shape of your left eye socket. And if you have glasses, you can remove your glasses for this whole, for this little practice. If that feels comfortable to you, if you want to keep your glasses on, you can keep your glasses on. Okay, and now please open your eyes and slowly turn your head a little bit to the right and come back to the middle. Go slowly. Don't go to the maximum you can do, right? We're not stretching or pulling or pushing anything. And then go to the left side and come back to the middle. And do that a few times, really slowly. And sense if there's one side that is easier to turn to than the other one. And it's about the quality of movement. So maybe you go further in one direction than the other. But also, I'd like you to pay attention to the quality of the movement. Is there one side where you turn, it feels effortless and really smooth and easy? And of course, your eyes look to the right and left as your head is moving. So can have your eyes open. And pay attention if your horizon is a straight, more or less horizontal line. Or do you kind of veer down or up as you go? That's right, as you go to the right or to the left. Yeah. So again, any little discrepancy like that, it is not something wrong, right? It's not something we have to correct and to feel bad about. We are highlighting habits and patterns that we have since maybe we were born. And obviously, that didn't affect us that much because we never realized it. And we are made of a really intrinsic system, complex system. So your eyes are connected to your neck, which is, of course, connected to your whole spine and your pelvis. So if we start to unravel where is the correction to make, we can stay here for days. All right, so come back to the middle. And now you're going to bring your right arm in front of you and do the thumb up gesture right in front of you. And you're going to look at your thumb and then you shift your focus. So you look at your thumb, look at your nail, and then you look behind it in space. And then you bring your focus back to your thumbnail. And you do that a few times. You shift your focus from your thumb to what is beyond. And maybe there's a spot on your wall or in the room. If you have a window in front of you, maybe you can see something outside behind your thumb. And you shift your focus from your thumb to what is behind it and back to your right thumb. And again, to what is behind it. And now you're going to close your left eye and do that with your right eye only. Or you can place your hand on your left eye. It might be much easier than keeping your eyes closed. So you look at your thumb with your right eye only, and then you look behind it, beyond your thumb. And back to your thumb. And at any point during this exercise that we're doing together, if you need a break, you take a break. Don't wait for me to say it. And notice if the movement inside your eye as you go from, you look from close to far away, if it's smooth or if it feels jerky or tense, just notice the quality of what's happening in your right eye. And notice if your breathing is still unchanged by your movement. If you can breathe in the same way than if you don't do anything. Okay, leave that, rest for a minute. So bring your arm down. You can rest with your eyes open or your eyes closed. It's totally up to you. And now bring your left thumb in front of you. Close or bring the palm of your right hand on your right eye. Look at your left thumb with your left eye and do the same. So you shift your vision from looking at your left thumb with your left eye, and then you look beyond your thumb, past it. And then you bring your focus back on your thumb. And you go back and forth really slowly. And again, pay attention to how you feel your left eye, how you feel this activity. And how different is it when you do it from this eye, with the left eye, than when you did it earlier? Okay, and you can rest your arms, rest your eyes. Now you're going to look to the right again and to the left really slowly and notice how that feels, if it's different or not. Notice the place of your horizon, the line that you follow with your eyes when you look to the right. You come back to the middle and you look to the left. And pay attention to that place of the middle. Where is the middle? How do you know this is the middle? Like, how do you decide this is right, this is middle, and this is left? Like, what is the very, very beginning of right and the very, very beginning of left? And then pause in the middle, whatever the middle is for you. And with your eyes open, but having a soft gaze, like you're not focusing on something. You look without any focus. Sense the right space, the space on the right of that middle where you are. So you don't look at it, but you sense it. You can sense it in your face, you can sense it around your head, right? You have that space between your right ear and your right shoulder. And then you go bigger, right? Like a few inches around that, and then a few inches around that, and then the whole space around the right side of your body, the right side of the room. Can you have a sense of the right side outside of your house? And then come back to sense or see with an unfocused gaze this middle line and sense your center, your middle, right? And of course, we talk about right side and left side, front and back, and it is always in relationship to us and to where we are, right? So right now, the front of you is in front of maybe your screen or that window that we were talking about. If you lie down, the front of you will be toward the ceiling, right? So you are your own point of reference always. And that's how we can see that our visual system really helps us orient ourselves in life, right? So the front, the back, the right, and the left are always in movement as we move as well. So now sense the left side. So sense your left eye, the left side of your face, the left side inside your mouth. And then slowly expand your sense of left, right, around your head. Did you forget the left of the back of your head? Can you include that in your awareness of what is to the left? The distance between your left ear and your left shoulder. And then expand that half left of your space around your body. What is in your room on your left side? Outside of your house? Good, and come back. Come back to sense where you are, your pelvis on the chair, your sense of looking in front of you, that middle line. And again, turn your head and your eyes to the right and come back to the middle, and we'll do just to the right. And as you turn your head to the right, think about your right eye going to the right. So, of course, both of your eyes are moving with your head, but you really bring your attention to your right eye as you turn to the right side. And then you come back and you do that again slowly. And then next time you are in the middle, think about your left eye as you turn to the right. And it is as if your left eye is leading your head. So your head almost doesn't do anything, but it just follows your left eye. So all the intention comes from your left eye turning your head to the right side. If that helps, you can put the palm of your hand on your right eye or close your right eye. So you really bring awareness to your left eye and you let your left eye turn your head to the right. And your breathing is easy and smooth. And maybe you match your breathing. Maybe you breathe in when you're in the middle and you breathe out when you turn your head. Maybe you stopped breathing and that's something you don't want to do. Or maybe you breathe in as you turn your head. Just notice what you do and play with it. Try the other way. That's right. Okay, and leave that and rest for a minute. You can lean in your chair. You can walk around if you want to rest, walking around. And now we are going to do the other side. So you are going to turn your head to the left and think about your left eye. Go slowly. Keep the movement smooth and easy. There's no effort to do. Keep your breathing easy as well. And then next time you are in the middle, you are going to think about your right eye leading your head to turn to the left. And again, you can place the palm of your left hand on your left eye, or you can close your left eye. So you can really let your right eye lead your head to turn toward the left side. And notice the movement of your eye. Is it smooth? Is it like a smooth travel, a smooth line? Is it jerky? Does it go a little up, a little down? Notice the quality of the movement. And if again, if you need a break, if anything feels challenging or frustrating, I know I had students who always got super frustrated when we were doing eye exercises. So that's a possibility. Okay, and leave it, let everything go. And now let's stand up. Again, if you have a window, stand up in front of your window. If you don't, that's totally fine. And just sense how you feel yourself standing up, right? And find your ground, find this skeleton of yours that is strong and supportive. That's right. Keep your knees soft, but not bent, but not tensed, especially the back of your knees. Bring softness in the back of your knees, softness in your abdomen, in your belly. And let your breathing take room. Let your breathing take space in yourself, and let the movement of your breathing allow it to fully be there. And look in front of you. You can find something to focus on. And then turn your head a little bit to the right. Think of your left eye leading your head to the right. And look at what you see all the way to where you stop. And then come back to the middle. And then turn your head slowly to the left, thinking of your right eye going to the left, leading your head to the left. And as you slowly, slowly move like this from one side to the other, and you don't have to go all the way to where you can go, you don't have to go far to each side. Think also about the back of your head. How is the back of your head moving in space? Right? Okay, and let that go. And stand and feel how you feel standing. Your sense of length. Right? How tall do you feel? I'm not talking about in, how many inches or meter you are, but how do you feel? What's your sense of length in your body and your sense of space in your chest, in your mouth, and around your eyes? How connected do you feel to your eyes, the whole of your eyes? The back, the front, the sides, when you're standing up.